Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show, and you're on the Aura Ebony Princess channel. Today we're talking about the myths of couponing. When I go shopping, there are three things I have to have. Transportation via motor vehicle, large enough to pack in bags of merchandise. Two, gas to get where I'm going. And three, even if I'm couponing, must have money for tax in Illinois. Now, we know fuel costs, transportation costs, and money. So I'm wondering, what do you mean by free? Also, coupons cost. There are clipping services if you don't feel like sitting there for hours and it's time-consuming, cutting out coupons. So you go to a clipping service, like I go to Clip to Save. They don't charge very much, but they do charge. So that's, again, I'm crossing out the word free. Okay. Some people have other ways of getting coupons. There are inserts you can buy. And then, too, you have subscription to newspapers who have coupons. And that can get costly after a while, you know, because I'm constantly paying $25 for this for a couple of months of Sunday's paper. You know, so it's not free. When they say free, they don't mean actually free, you know, like everything is totally free. They just mean that you have what you really call coupon dollars. Coupon dollars allow you to get things at a very, very low cost. But usually, sometimes CVS will give you something free. But most times they charge. You're going to pay taxes on it, whatever it is. So when I first started couponing three or four years ago, and I was listening to Extreme Couponing on cable TV, and they were saying they got things free, I just, you know, believed them. But then when I started couponing, and even when I got really good at it, I got totally confused by the word free. You know, so what do they mean by free? Because when you think of free, I mean, the average person thinks, okay, I'm going to go in a store and I'm going to pick up 10 items, and I'm not going to have to pay nothing for them except for just give them these coupons. Rarely does that happen. First of all, you have to join usually CVS. You join, they have a CVS club where you join, you get extra care bucks. Or if you're shopping at Walgreens, you join and you get registered rewards, you know, that you can use along with the sales and the coupons. Or Food for Less is here in Chicago, Illinois. That's a food store. It used to be Kroger's. Even there, you have to have money for tax. You have to pay tax on it. Usually they have really good deals. I mean, you get great deals with the coupons, but free, no. If an accountant took over this and they checked it and see where you were spending money, they would say on transportation, on fuel, on the upkeep of a vehicle to be large enough to pack your merchandise, okay? And they would say you also spend money on the newspaper subscriptions that you use every month. The accountant would also say that you spend money on keeping the vehicle in good enough shape to go to the grocery store in the first place, okay? And the accountant would say if you was using getting paid per hour in terms of the hours that you spend cutting out coupons for those that do that or looking up things on the internet, how much money do you think is really worth? So then I go to the extreme couponers and I say they probably have a much better job or a much better deal than people that are just going to pick up two or three items to go to the store and waste gas, you know, because gas is costly now, to just get two or three items with two or three coupons. That's not how it's done. So if you using an accountant to look at what you're doing, an accountant would tell you the people that had come back with hundreds of dollars of what they call, quote, free merchandise are the ones that are really, you know, using their time wisely. Otherwise, it makes no sense to spend even 10 hours a week to go and buy four free items, what you call free, okay? So if you're going to use this time and you're going to use your transportation and you're going to use your gas, okay, and you're going to pay taxes on stuff, at least make sure that you got 30 to 40 items, because that's how much the normal person gets when they go shopping anyway. You know, because if I go to the store now and I say, oh, I need things, you know, non-food items for my family, you know, I want to pick up 20 or 30 items because I don't want to have to keep running to the store. So you have to consider the time that you're spending. Let's say you say, okay, this is worth $10 an hour, but you spent 20 hours a week. That's $200 right there. So now if you go to the store and you don't get $200 worth of free stuff, you know, what you call, quote, free, you know, what are you doing? Are you just addicted to it? And that's another thing. Couponing can become addictive, okay? It can become very addictive. And I think sometimes it becomes so addictive to people that they don't realize what they're really doing. But some of your family members are looking at you wondering, is this person crazy? Really, you know? So if you can't at least get $200 to $300 worth of coupons to go shopping with on your twice or three times a month shopping, then you're wasting your time. You really are. Okay, and then let's define some of the words that they use in couponing. The next thing is the word stockpile. How to build a stockpile. Okay, now that makes sense. For people that are just beginning to coupon, it takes a while for you to learn how to do that. Okay. Because everything is not free. But like I say, if you go to stores like Kroger, Food for Less, Walmart's, you can get a lot of items. In fact, they encourage you to buy more than four items. Usually they have a sale on it. Said if you buy 10 of these, then they lower the price really low, okay? And then you use your coupons. Then it makes sense. Otherwise, like for instance, I bought some Suave body wash. Usually it's $2.17 at Walmart, at Walgreens, or it's $2.44 at CVS. Okay, but Food for Less had it for, I think, for two for a dollar. So when I went in there and I saw the two for a dollar, no, it was a dollar. It was just a dollar. But I had coupons, 50 cent off. So that's why I said it was like two for a dollar. So I ended up paying 50 cent per body wash. But you had to buy 10. That was the catch. You had to buy 10 in order to get that price. So therefore, they're encouraging you to buy more than four or five. You know, buy 10 or buy five or something like that. You buy five, then you only have to pay 99 cents, or you only have to pay 50 cents, whatever. You know, if you have the coupons with it. The coupons usually two for a dollar or something like that. So I ended up, you know, with five body washes, and I only paid something like $2.50 or $5. So I ended up with 10, rather, body washes for $5, okay, with the coupons. That made sense to me, okay. But some of these other places, you know, you just have to, that's what I'm saying, it's a job. It really is a job, because when you finish coming off of the Internet, you will have realized how much time you have consumed looking for the cheapest price to pay for body wash, if that's what you like, or shampoo, you know, or whatever you're into. Some people just have, you know, certain favorites, certain loves for certain products. So I would encourage you to use common sense and to remember who you are and what you're about before you listen to some of these people that are online with this coupon, because that's their craziness. That's not your craziness. You might like something totally different from what they like. And so then you go to the store and you're just buying it because they say buy it because it's cheap. And then you're very unhappy. And then you don't have enough money to buy what you really love and want. So to me, the whole point of couponing, in my case, was to buy things that I like. Usually they are expensive stuff. So I pay lesser for the things I need, and then I buy the things that I like. If you're interested, you can write theauraShow@gmail.com or theauraShow@yahoo.com, or you can go to YouTube to Couponing with Aura under Shirley Ajayi, SHIRLEYAJAYI. Until then, next week, and I'll see you next Sunday.